True story, a fellow went up to see his pastor and said to him, Father, I'm very confused about something we say in the Apostles' Creed. In the Creed it says that Jesus descended into hell. Is that really what happened? Did Jesus descend into hell? And Father, being a wise person, said, well, you know, you really can't take this literally because Jesus couldn't literally have gone into hell because, after all, how could good and bad exist in the same place? To which the man answered, I can tell, Father, you've never been married. That pastor will go unnamed, by the way. Today is the Feast of the Holy Family. And the church holds up the Holy Family for us as a model and an inspiration for our own families. And we hear a lot about family values nowadays. The politicians talk about it. And we certainly appreciate and value our own families, how special they are to us. But the reality is our families are a mixture of good and bad. Yes, it's certainly wonderful that we have families that we know, that these are people that love us and care for us. But it's in our family that we get the deepest wound, that we have the most hurt. Yes, we can rejoice in our family when somebody in our family succeeds, and we take a great deal of pride in that. But our family still calls us Binky, even though we are now the president of the company, but that was the name they called us as a kid, so we're always Binky. Yes, our families are places where we can rely, we can bank on being home. But sometimes our families make demands upon us that we would rather not deal with. Families are a mixture of good and bad. And it's not just because our families are messed up. I mean, look at the stories today from the gospel where we have the example of Jesus and Mary. You know, pretty good people, we would think. And yet we find out that they have ups and downs in family life as well. We have the story of from St. Luke today where they're amazed at all the wonderful things that are being said about Jesus. And then almost in the same breath, Simeon says to Mary that her heart is going to be broken just in being a mother. St. Luke goes on and says that Jesus grew in wisdom, age, and grace. But we know that just a few years later, when Jesus is a teenager, he's going to run away from home and drive his parents crazy as he goes into the temple. Families are a mixture of good and bad. And yet somehow or other, it's in family that we're supposed to today, held up by the church, to find something of God. Because this is about the holy family. So it's not about family as an economic unit or as a societal cell or as a public organization. This is about something spiritual, something religious. That's what family is in this context. Something spiritual, something religious. And as we know from our own struggle to live the religious life, it doesn't just happen. You have to work at the spiritual life. So if we're going to become a holy family, we have to work at it. St. Paul says in the epistle today, we have to put it on. We have to put it on. It just doesn't happen automatically to be a holy family. And so that really is, I think, the challenge that we have. And this invitation is given to us because family is, in fact, the way that we recognize something about God. You know, we as Christians call God the Trinity, which means that God, just in being God, has this love relationship that flows out into creation. And that, of course, is almost how we have to think about families, a love relationship, the giving and taking of love that overflows into life. Now, today is New Year's Eve, and it's a tradition in this country anyway to make a resolution on New Year's Eve, and so maybe we can look at our scripture readings for today and say, what can we resolve so that we can put on those values, those ideals, so that our family can become a holy family? First thing that struck me in St. Paul's letter to the Colossians today, where he says, you know, we have to be thankful. We have to be thankful. Raise hymns of gratitude, he says, in everything that you do. Give thanks to God, the Father, through Jesus. He hammers away at it 3 different times, boom, 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 in those short verses there. Do you get it yet? We have to be grateful. And of course, this is a constant biblical message. It's something we do every time we gather around the table of the Lord. We say a Eucharist, giving thanks. And so what we're being invited to do today is to experience how grateful we are for our families, just as they are. Just as they are. They might not be perfect, but they're ours. I have a Polish heritage. My mother came from Poland, and there's a custom that we used to practice as a family called the passing the opłatki. And the opłatki was a piece of unleavened bread. It was about yay by yay. And it was like the Eucharist. So, and it had a stamp of a Nazareth scene on it, something from the Holy Family, Bethlehem maybe. And what we would do is we'd pass the opłatki around and break off a piece. And as you broke off the piece, you would say what you're grateful for in the family, what happened in the last year. It was a very wonderful custom that we had. And it just reminded me that we don't do that kind of thing enough. We notice what we're missing. We notice what we're not having quite easily. And we never stop and give thanks for what we do have, for how blessed we are. So with that custom or any other custom your family might have, I think this is one of the ways we can become a holy family, is by giving thanks, by realizing that if we're grateful, then we have the vehicle that we need to bring our family into God's future. Now the second thing St. Paul says to the Colossians there, after giving thanks, he says, we have to forgive one another. And again, he hammers at it. He says it 3 different times. He says, you know, forgive one another, forgive, put up with one another as Christ puts up with you. And so we have to realize that whenever you have two people living together, rubbing up against each other, you're going to have the giving and the taking of wounds. It's just part of the package. And the choice that we have is, are we going to let those wounds fester? Or are we going to do something about them? Are we going to let forgiveness happen? Give forgiveness and receive forgiveness. If we are willing to give and receive forgiveness, then we've got the lubricant that we need to make our families move forward. And then finally, although St. Paul doesn't mention it explicitly, he talks about humility and gentleness and kindness. I think we could translate that as, my mother used to say, using the magic word, please. This is something we have to make sure we weave into our families, that dealing with each other with kindness and respect. Now, I don't want you young people to think that my generation was odd. But we used to play a game called Mother May I. Am I the only one who played Mother May I, right? Mother May I? Mm-hmm. Now, the way you play this game was this. You have people would get in the line, the kids would get in the line, and then one person would be chosen as the mother. And she would say, well, Mary, take 3 baby steps. And Mary would say, Mother May I? And she would say, yes, you may. And Mary would take 3 baby steps. And then she'd go, well, Johnny, take 3 giant steps. And Johnny would take 3 giant steps. And you would say, you didn't say, Mother, may I? You have to go all the way back to the beginning, right? Is that the way the game worked? Now, it was simpler times, what can I tell you? But the point of that was that we would learn how to say please, how to say may I, how to say can I, you know, would you mind? And not just as a way of, you know, being polite, but as a way of treating each other with dignity and respect. And that's really what helps a family to prosper and grow too, when we treat each other with dignity and respect. So, resolutions for our family. Certainly these are wonderful ones suggested by St. Paul, and maybe you can make your own resolutions as well. But the point is to realize that since God chose to enter into a family as the way to bring salvation into the world, that we, in our own families, can mix the divine and the human and discover there true love. Amen.